Well, the Empty Bowls Project is a project that was started to raise awareness for world hunger and world hunger issues. And what it entails is students or members of the community make bowls, handmade ceramic bowls, paper bowls, whatever type of bowls they can, and they sell those bowls for $10. And in return, the community who comes out to the event gets a simple meal of soup and bread and information on world hunger.
How is this going to work? Do you want just people to show and go, or do you want them to know, you want to know they're coming ahead of time? What's the best thing for people if they're hearing about this for the first time?
I say show and go.
Okay.
Like, come out whenever you can between the hours of 12:15 and 2:45 at North Star Academy, 3030 Wright Street, and pick out a bowl, a nice bowl handmade by the students, and you get a meal of soup and bread.
How many bowls do we have so far, ballpark? How many do you have put together?
Over 100, counting ceramic bowls, paper mache bowls, and some magazine bowls. We used some recycled objects, and the students had a great time doing it.
I was about to say, that sounds like something that students would gravitate to.
Yeah, they've been working really hard for over a month creating bowls, and sometimes it's a tedious process. But
I have a 13-year-old. I know what you're talking about. But when it comes to a project like this, obviously you want the students to have the hands-on with the building of the project. What's been the reaction as far as the message with the students?
Oh, I've done a couple of activities in the classroom to raise awareness about different countries. And one project that we did was I set out plates, and they represented different types of meals that countries like Cambodia and Somalia would have for an average meal. And instead of having, you know, a third a cup of rice, I put a third a cup of jelly beans on that plate, and the information for that country. And the students read the information and then revealed how much food it actually was. And so we got to discuss it and talk about it. And one student's reaction was, we get jelly beans. They don't even get that.
Right.
And that was amazing to me that they were getting the message and understanding. And I had another student go home and tell their family and actually protest dinner. But they said, my aunt made brownies, so I couldn't resist. So,
well, we are dealing with students after all. Now, is this at the North Star or the Polaris kids involved? Is just the North Star Academy?
North Star Academy. We did a lot of classroom work and things like that. Polaris was involved with making bowls, and I did do an activity with them as well to make it hit close to home.
It is a fundraiser.
Yes, it is.
For whom? Who are some of the benefactors you're looking at here?
It's a fundraiser for people in the Marquette area. We're raising funds for the UP Central Food Bank and for the rice paddy for the owner Oi to take to Thailand for the children there. And also the proceeds are going to the women's shelter and the room at the end.
Is that part of the learning project process with the students? You know, doing the project is one thing, but actually showing them the benefits and where they go. Is that part of what you're trying
that
to teach them, too?
That is part of the project. In the past year, the money went to Oi, and she actually brought back a video to see so the students can see the benefits of their labor. So that was pretty cool for them to see.
Now, you're looking for, obviously, the community's assistance on this, and say you got a community member who's hearing this for the first time, thinks this is a great idea. What do you want them to do? What are you asking folks to do and take part in this?
To take part, I'm asking for you to come out between the hours of 12:15 and 2:45 on your lunch break. What are you doing on your lunch break? Give you an opportunity to do something good, get some good food and get some good information, learn something new. You're going to come to North Star Academy, and when you enter there, you're going to enter into the multi-purpose room, and you're going to purchase a ticket, and you get to choose a bowl of your choice, handmade by the students, and you also get to choose a soup of your choice. If I can mention our sponsors, Coco's, Northern Michigan University is donating 5 gallons of soup. Also, Marquette Baking Company is donating 20 loaves of bread. And we also have Griffin's, who donated a couple cases of pop.
Okay.
And it should be a great event, great soups. And also, Jeffries, I believe, said that they were going to donate some soups to go towards this cause. So we have great food from the Marquette community. So if you like those places, come out and you can get some soup.
I also see on here that it's a full, if people have any questions about what the students have been doing, they'll learn a little bit about this and kind of learn a little bit about the process, too. If folks are interested in how this all came together, the students and the educators there to to help talk about this and put...
Yeah, there's a team of students who will be around to assist any questions that they may have. They've been fully involved in where the money's going and also the process of raising the money and getting those sponsor letters out and things like that.
Well, having a teenager myself, I know that a lot of the news we hear about this age group isn't always that positive.
Right.
This is a really good opportunity for folks to learn that the kids are doing something productive.
They are. They are doing, and there are a lot of students who are passionate about the cause and passionate about where the money is going to, and saying that we need to not look only at ourselves but at our community. And a lot of students were adamant about getting some money to go to Marquette Community because this is where they were from.